AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. President Biden says today's surprisingly strong jobs report shows his administration is correctly handling the economy and inflation.
Not only were 517,000 jobs added last month, President Biden says some 12 million have been created since he took office.
That's the strongest 2 years of job growth in history.
And he adds, as jobs continue to go up, inflation is slowly coming down.
Gas prices are down more than $1.50 a gallon since their peak. Food inflation is falling as well. And as inflation is coming down, take-home pay for workers is going up.
It's all positive news to talk about during next week's State of the Union.
The State of the Union and the state of our economy is strong.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Bone-chilling conditions for New England. Some schools were closed today, and heating shelters are being set up for a blast of Arctic air. Forecaster Bob Orovec at the National Weather Service.
Wind chill values on Saturday across the Northeast are going to be anywhere from 20 to 30 degrees below zero.
China says it's a weather balloon and not spy surveillance that was spotted over parts of the U.S., including Montana. In Billings, Chase Doak took a video.
There is a ground stop on our airport, and this thing is up in the sky.
The U.S. military is investigating. The discoveries prompted the U.S. to cancel this weekend's diplomatic trip to Beijing. Israeli forces have shot and killed a Palestinian at a checkpoint in the occupied West Bank. This fatality is the latest bloodshed in a flare-up between Israel and the Palestinians. The upcoming Super Bowl is already making history on Black History Month because both quarterbacks are black. The Eagles' Jalen Hurts on WPVI-TV.
I think there's only been seven African-American quarterbacks to play in the Super Bowl, so to be the first for some is pretty cool.
This is AP News. Pope Francis has arrived in South Sudan for the second and final leg of his African pilgrimage.
Francis gets a rousing send-off at Congo's Kinshasa airport before the flight to South Sudan. In the capital, Juba, he joins the Archbishop of Canterbury and the moderator of the Church of England in a novel ecumenical push for peace for South Sudan's political leaders to put aside their differences and work for the good of their people. They also want to draw international attention to continued fighting and a worsening humanitarian crisis. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
NATO is calling on Russia to respect the only treaty that it has with the U.S. to keep a lid on nuclear weapons expansion. The New START treaty was signed by Russia and the U.S. in 2010. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.